Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yeretsian joining us to discuss the Alec Murdaugh trial and what we've seen thus far, specifically talking about him on the stand, the story changes, and all the other madness that goes along with everything that has been Murdaugh this far. Lara, welcome. Always love having you on. Thoughts on Alec on the stand?
I thought he did well. Usually, you must know, criminal defense attorneys don't like to put their clients on, especially when there's so much at risk. But at this point, you know, he was caught in a lie, you know, as far as being at the kennels at that night. And he had to explain that. And in his defense, started out the right way. I got to give them credit. I think they did it the right way. They first started out by asking him, did you do this? And of course, he adamantly denied it. And then the next question, the next area that they covered was the lie. And he explained it. Now, listen, the jury may or may not buy it, but if he hadn't testified, they were going to presume that he lied and that he, that is possibly connected in the basically that he's connected to the crime, where he committed this crime alone or with someone else's help, whatever it may be. So I think overall he did well. We saw, you know, the raw emotions of when he found his wife and his son. You could hear his voice when he made the 911 call. He tried to explain a number of things that were clearly raised by the prosecution. And overall did well. Obviously, the prosecution came back strong, trying to show that he's lying. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to the jury to decide. Is this someone we believe or not? And I thought that there was one point in moment where I felt that he planted the seed of reasonable doubt for this jury. When he said on the phone, you could hear him when he's on the 911 call, he says, I should have known. I should have known basically what he was referring to, that there had been a lot of threats against his son, Paul, but they never took those seriously, even though they were like out there, but they just didn't take them seriously. They didn't think anyone would really do anything, right? Because the criminal justice system was handling the matter. And why would people take that into their own hands? And I think that, you know, the seed for the reasonable doubt was planted at that point. And you have to question yourself. All right, the prosecution did make a huge hoopla about all these financial crimes. that he's involved in, like 99 different counts filed. Yes, he's not the best human being on earth. He's a fraudster, clearly, even though he's a lawyer, but he's a fraudster. But does that mean he killed his wife and his son? Two people that he loved and cherished. And I think that's coming across very clearly. And it came across through his son's testimony. Buster testified, and he really humanized him. He gave us this picture of the family, right? How close they were, how often they spoke. And the idea that this father would literally shoot his wife and his son that he loved so much because he was trying to buy himself time for the financial crimes, it could be a stretch. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the jury says.
And I don't know that buying time was truly the motive that was kind of trying to be presented there. I'm almost going down the route, and it was mentioned very briefly by the prosecution with no context whatsoever. And I think if he expanded upon it, it would make some more sense. And that's the term, because it's actually a term. It's not just something that sounds exciting and horrible. Family annihilator. This is the idea that everything's crumbling down on you. You are going to be caught in all of your misdeeds by the ones that you love, that you've been projecting this image of yourself for all these years, and they think you're this person, but you're truly not. And everything is about to come down. So why sit there and then take all of that shame and all of that blame? Why not eliminate them so that you don't have to have them looking down on you and them, you know, damning you for all the lies that you've told your entire life? That seems to make more sense to me than just buying time. I think he knew he was screwed.
Yeah, maybe, Tony. Maybe it does make some sense, but even that doesn't make sense to me, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Someone who has hit the low bottom.
Yeah.
At least that kind of a low bottom, right?
Sure.
They're generally suicidal, right? And then if they're suicidal, what they do is they go in, they kill everybody in the family, and then they shoot themselves. But that's not what happened here. There's two, and there was, it's almost like everything seemed to be normal. Even when you're listening to his voice, he seems fine. There was nothing leading up to it. And then if he was going to do that, why do it the way he did it in this case? Like, he kills the wife and the son, right? But then doesn't do anything to Buster. And then he tries, and then 2 months or 3 months later, he orchestrates this suicide mission, right?
Sure.
Where he's trying to get himself killed. But that I understand why he would do, because listen, he was destroyed. I mean, Buster made it very clear that his father was lost and destroyed after he lost his wife and his son, right? And at that point, that's why he would have done what he did. So to me, what you're saying, yes, elimination of the family, I get it, but it would have been done differently, not this way.
I just feel like people like Murdaugh, and whatever the disorder title is that he has, I don't think they feel anything. I don't think they feel shame. They don't feel guilt. They don't feel remorse, which is why he was able to pull off what he did for all those years. Granted, a lot of it was financial crime, but some of it was not just finances. Some of it was encouraging people to take the blame for his son's boating accident. And so many other things that were just personal and just horrible as a human being to do these things to other families. I don't think it's that far of a stretch for someone who's able to pull all of those things out to kill your wife and son and be able to lie about it. What was your thoughts on the fact that when the officers arrived, he immediately started lying to them about his whereabouts, which was most of the argument of the last month of trying to pinpoint him in places? And he came out and said, yeah, I lied about all that too.
Listen, as far as his whereabouts, I mean, that's what he's lied about. And he said, I've only lied about this one thing. Now, listen, he may have lied about other things too, right? We don't know. But that one, he was caught in that lie because we've got a tape.
Yeah.
We've got a recording and several people ID'd him. They said that is his voice. Mm-hmm. And he had to... I guess, deal with that head on. And his, that's what his attorneys did. I mean, that's one of the first things they asked him, right? The lie. And he had an explanation. Now, was I 100% sold? Maybe, maybe not. But if we believe that he truly didn't commit these crimes, and if you put yourself in his shoes, we all know that the primary suspects usually are the closest people to family, right? The father, the husband. And he was the suspect. He was the primary suspect. Yeah. From moment one, I mean, you could see it from the way he's being interviewed. And he know, and plus, he's an attorney. He knows how it all works. So he knew. And yeah, he probably got nervous and he lied. Now, yes, he could have lied. There's two ways of explaining the lie.
Okay.
He lied because he got nervous and he got scared. And he, you know, he's not thinking that his son recorded this, right? Mm-hmm. And or he lied because he did, in fact, do it. And he was trying to cover his tracks. But someone who's trying to do this or is planning to kill his wife and son and is trying to hide it, mm-hmm. wouldn't you think he would have done this? He would have known that his son recorded this conversation. He would have took care of that before it got in the hands of law enforcement. And if he knew anyway that law enforcement had it, he would have been more honest about it. So I feel like you could also argue that if he truly killed his son and wife and was planning this, right? He couldn't have just, he didn't just do it like without planning this out. It was planning, he would have been more careful. He would have noticed his son is recording this. And he would have done something about it before the cops arrived at the scene.
You would think. What I'm wondering about is the first time he publicly stated that he lied to the SLED investigators was obviously on the stand the other day. Is that also the first time that his defense attorneys learned that as well? Or would this have been something that they had known from the beginning? Or did Alec come clean with them shortly before taking the stand?
Well, I can't tell you exactly when the attorney found out. Now, they may have known early on. They may have found out later. I don't know. All I can tell you, they knew it before he took that stand because they clearly planned it out and they were ready because they started out with the first questions with him denying that he shot his wife and his son. Mm-hmm. And number two was addressing the lie. And you know that, of course they knew.
What do you do? I'm just curious in terms of practice on what is ethical and what you would do when there's this piece of evidence here that he did not, that he lied about to law enforcement. Let's say you have a client that comes to you and says that. Is that something that you can just keep going with and then bring it out later in court? Do you think this is part of their strategy that at X time he's going to come out and say that he lied? Or is that something you can't do if they're literally, you know, lying to law enforcement and this is what everyone is believing is part of the story?
Listen, the ethical rules say that basically, if you know your client is lying about something, as long as he doesn't take the stand, obviously there's a confidentiality here and we're not going to go out there saying our client's lying.
Well, sure.
Now, you would lose your bar license, right? But if your client takes the stand, then you cannot ask him a question that, you know, the answer to will be a lie.
Okay.
And if that happens, we're taught that you put the client on the stand and you just tell him, go ahead, tell us the story. Tell us what happened. But you don't ask that specific question. In this case, he asked the question and he got the answer. So we know, basically, we know that the lawyer knew clearly what the answer was. And also, the lawyer was having him come clean. So that's very ethical, right? The client's coming clean. And he had to come clean. He had to. It was very obvious. It was his voice. It was obvious he'd been there.
Sure.
So his alibi was not correct. And he wasn't completely honest about the alibi, right?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We got more to come with Lara. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that. We're going to dive deeper into the psyche of all of this and, you know, come up with just more questions than answers, because that's how this works. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of the stories that we are following for you. You can see the full list of the cases that we're covering in the episode description. There's a lot of them, and lots of new ones popping up all the time as well. Get a ad-free experience on Apple Podcasts right now. And that's not just for this show. That's for everything when you sign up on Apple Podcasts. Even try that for 3 days free. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.